Right, do you like to say Adam Sidlow joins me? I don't think I spoke to you for a while since the last time you were at Salford, so it's been a long time, but back in the side today. How are you feeling now? Was you out for a while with, you were out for a while with injury, but
I was out with my calf. Did it bad for me. It's in the aponeurosis, so it's not the actual body of the muscle, so it's like the tendon, so it took a bit longer. I got on top of it, I've got some new orthotics. Sarah, the physio here, has really helped me, and I feel really good at the minute.
Tough game out there today, wasn't it? A big win for Salford, though, wasn't it? You're keeping up there in the table, that's another big 2 points.
Yeah, we keep doing it hard here at home. I don't know what it is at home. We can't just blow anyone away, but we played them away, and I think they thought the orders won, so they come all guns blazing, and I think we took it to them, and it was a bit of a war of attrition, like Rose likes to say. So yeah, it's good to get a tough win, but on to the next one, okay.
Exciting time to be a Salford player. You've got the Magic Weekend next week, which is always a good event, and you've got the Hulk Air and the Cup quarterfinals as well. It's been a long time since Salford won some silverware, but you certainly are in the mix this season. It seems wide open, the Super League.
Yeah, I think we've been doing it tough as well. We seem to be like one person every week getting injured, and I think again Andy Ackers has got knocked out this week, so I don't think he'll be playing next week, which is tough for us. But we've got Amir Birra, who's raring to go. So, yeah, looking forward to it. And it's a good time to be a Salford player, like I say.
Sure is. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Adam, and all the best next week in Newcastle. No worries.